You're listening to the Travelog Podcast on travelog.media. Hello and welcome, bienvenue, bienvenidos, to episode 7 of the Travelog Podcast. This week I'll tell you a bit about the Jazz in the Park concert series on St. Thomas and present a local's perspective on how the event fits into the bigger tourism picture in the Virgin Islands. Plus, I'll introduce another special segment on this podcast. You can now listen to the Travelog Podcast on Stitcher, a popular music streaming platform which has been acquired by a company called Deezer. According to the announcement, Deezer is available in over 180 countries with 16 million monthly active users. A quick fundraising note before I continue. I encourage listeners to visit my Patreon profile and become a patron. You can help me meet my first fundraising goal of $12 a month to pay for media hosting. If 4 people pledge $3 a month, you'll get a copy of my book, Travelog 2015 Yearbook. Please visit patreon.com/jklarl. That's patreon.com/jklarl. It's always cool to stumble onto a music festival or concert when you're traveling, especially when admission is free. This past Saturday, music fans on St. Thomas headed to Roosevelt Park to attend Jazz in the Park. The concert series is presented by International Capital and Management Company several times throughout the year and offers free admission. Bring a beach chair, an umbrella, and your appetite. There are a lot of food vendors set up along the street offering something for everyone. The Marquee Hill Blacktet from Chicago headlined the main stage, with Lewis Taylor and friends from St. Thomas opening. The concert has recently expanded to include a second stage, where a local reggae group from St. Croix called Fire Train headlined. Fire Train has a CD available on cdbaby.com. Lourdes and the Switch was the opening band. For a local perspective on this event, I spoke with a regular contributor to the show, John Scipio. John shared his ideas about promoting the event and reaching out to those arriving on St. Thomas by cruise ship.
The Jazz in the Park is really like a local thing because it's not held during the time the ships are here. So the fish that are coming by the hundreds, I've never really gotten to experience that. You know, I think we should have Jazz or a jazz festival sometime in the middle of the day. Emancipation Garden sometimes, you know. And if it's there when we have 5, 6, 7 shifts, who knows what kind of, according to economy, what it would bring. You know, if we do that and at the same time we show local stuff, that could be another great adventure that our government should look into. You know, most of the things that we are striving to produce right now doesn't fulfill tourism coming here. And 90% of the locals has not ever even met him. You see, it's not an interest in their head. 90% of them interest in just surviving every single day. You know, so they don't get time to relax, drop their hair down, and go other places because they boxed off from whatever this economy is bringing in. You know, it doesn't trickle down. There's a big old gap in between that where it comes from and where it stops.
If you've attended a Jazz in the Park concert and would like to share your thoughts or tell me about your experience, write into the show, podcast@travelog.media. If you'd like to find out more about the Jazz in the Park series, check out their Facebook page. I'll include a link to that as well as the musician websites in the show notes. Listeners have probably noticed that there is no theme song for this show. You've heard me noodling around with the harmonica or mandolin, and I confess I really don't know how to play either instrument. So I thought it might be interesting to dedicate a section of this podcast to learning an instrument. What better instrument than the travel-friendly harmonica? I'll be working from the book Blues Harmonica for Dummies by Winslow Yersha. Not sure how to pronounce the last name. It's spelled Y-E-R-X-A. This is not necessarily an endorsement of that book. No need to rush out and buy a copy. But I just thought it'd be fun to kind of learn the harmonica together, the blues harmonica. So I'm also going to try to podcast in PDF format in the future episodes. So you'll also have a visual cue. So we'll see how that goes. Stay tuned for more on that. This concludes episode 7 of the Travelog Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Travelog Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or visit the podcast page on travelog.media. You can also listen to new episodes on Stitcher, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. Support the show by completing the audience survey at the end of each episode post, and by becoming a patron. Please visit patreon.com/jclarl. Comments are welcome, and your social media likes and shares are always appreciated. Send email to podcast@travelog.media.